Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming to listen to our Lightning Talks this morning. My name is Zach Hines. I'm a graduate student at Texas Tech University, pursuing a PhD degree. Today I'll be talking with you a little bit about some of my research, which is titled Variation in Aphis Length Distributions of 8 F2 Cotton Populations. If you have any additional questions or want some more information, please stop by my poster number 71 this afternoon. So to get into this, we'll start with the problem that prompted this research question. The breeders, cotton breeders, and really people in the cotton industry overall use upper half mean length and uniformity index when they're characterizing a cotton fiber's length. This can be problematic because when we look at the fiber length distributions themselves, we can see that it's possible that a cotton has the exact same upper half mean length, but very different fiber length distributions among samples. So if we looked at these only on the HVI, we might consider these cottons very similar. However, if we spun these or took them into some kind of textile manufacturing process, they would perform very, very differently. So using only the HVI parameters alone could be problematic in a breeding program and in several other cotton situations. So for this research, I went back and collected some obsolete germplasm. The idea there was all of these varieties were released before HVI was ever implemented. So their fiber analysis was probably done using a more traditional fibrogram analysis method, which would have used the 50% span length and the 2.5% span length. HVI currently uses the 7.8% and 1.8% span length to kind of come up with these values. And if you look at these on a graph, you can see those two values are very close. They favor the longer fibers in a sample. And so over time, and with selection over time, it's very likely that samples would have been disproportionately favored for longer fibers, and the issues that might have arrived with their shorter fibers might have been overlooked. And this could have influenced the way modern cotton varieties were developed. It also could have resulted in some important germplasm being eliminated over the years that appeared poor but might have some good characteristics that we could use. So exploring the variation in these fiber length distributions among these obsolete cotton populations might allow us to recapture some of this lost variation. So I found a number of things in this study. Most of what I saw within these populations was that there is indeed a continuous kind of change in length distributions among individuals. That would kind of go along with the idea that this is probably a trait that's controlled by a large number of genes and their interactions with each other. So that's kind of what we would expect. However, in at least one of my populations, we did see this different pattern that appears to be segregating somewhat. So that could lead us to believe that maybe it's controlled by a fewer number of genes, and maybe there's something interesting there that we can tease out with a breeding program. So there's a number of different ways we could go about utilizing this information in a breeding program and giving breeders more information and allowing them to use the distributions themselves to make their selections rather than relying on the HVI parameters individually. So with that, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding this research, and I'd like to remind you to stop by poster number 71, and I'll be happy to answer any additional questions you have. Thank you.